you know what? The most important thing I know that I learned was know who you're working with as far as producers and studio engineers go. I had a really great experience with everyone that I worked with on all three albums, but at the same time, I felt like I had a really hard time articulating what exactly I wanted to hear,
mm-hmm.
And being able to translate that to the person I was working with. And so for this time around, when I was looking for a producer to work with, I spent a lot of time, and I even delayed the process of working on an album for about a year, just to make sure that I was working with someone who kind of spoke my language a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and had spent more time working with artists that had a similar style with me, so that we were already kind of working off of the same foundation. So that was a huge thing that I really think ultimately had the greatest effect on the final product for this new album. And I think also, I mean, I even, after determining that I wanted to work with him and knowing that his schedule wasn't very flexible, he was on the road a lot, I delayed the album for another 3 months just so that I could work with him, because I knew it was ultimately going to make or break the album.
Well, considering that, what was it really like to work with Sol Simon McWilliams?
It's honestly it's just the best experience I've ever had in the studio. I always tell people that I don't enjoy being in the studio. For one, because there are so many choices that you can make on any given idea. You know, you can have a song, but it can be arranged in so many different ways. The arrangement can stay the same, but you can have any number of instruments playing what the piano live show. So there were just so many little tiny details that needed to be made that always need to be made when you're in the studio, that I think usually whenever I come out of a studio project, I'm just so exhausted and I have just no more energy to give to even the promotion of the album. So that was probably one of my favorite things about working with Sol, is that he was really able to direct the project and direct the creative process and offer his opinions on what he thought would be best, but at the same time, he also was very mindful of working together with me and not controlling it.
Okay, what was the creative process behind Everything You Have? It's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's very catchy. It's got a nice message. How did that all come about?
Well, so that was probably the second to last song I wrote for the album, and when I wrote it, I think I knew that it was going to be, quote unquote, the single of the album. It was just really upbeat, but at the same time, it had a really serious, or kind of serious, solid message about it, about not giving away everything and all of our energy to things that are eventually going to fall apart anyhow. So I brought the song to Sol, and I just played it to him as raw as it was, just me, vocals, and piano. And he just offered some ideas on what he thought would be really cool, ways that we can make the song kind of quirky, because mm-hmm. it is kind of about things breaking, mm-hmm. Which I think people will see when they watch the music video. It kind of like comes together with the concept of the video as well. But there were a lot of really interesting ideas we brainstormed to make it a song that still had its serious moments, especially captured in the bridge, but also a song that was fun, because the song itself is upbeat and just fun lyrically. So we started with that foundation of just piano and vocals, making sure that the song was strong in its own right, and then we moved on to instrumentation for the electric bass and drums. And after that process, we did a lot of string writing for it, and there was this idea that I really wanted to capture in the song, and the only thing I could think of was Memoirs of a Geisha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies. I haven't seen it in quite a while, but I was like, there's just this like Asian string theme that I kind of want to be going through the entire song. So he had some really cool, quirky, poppy, like, you know, string plucking sounds that he had, and then I just tracked some things on my piano of how I wanted the strings to sound at certain parts to kind of give off that like Asian flair.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two kind of came together, and ultimately what came about was the final product of that song.
Do you feel it's kind of crazy talking about the album now, when considering how things were in June? I mean, with the Kickstarter, how you raised all that money at the last second to get the album funded?
It's really mind blowing to me. It's almost like it's slightly surreal. For me, I always like to, whenever I decide I'm going to do a project, I like to get it done as soon as possible, because I don't like to sit on things for too long, you know, especially if it's really big in my mind, or, you know, it's just like one of those things that's going to explode. I'm just like, man, we're going to do it now. And, and as soon as it's done, it's going to be done. And for me, doing something quickly, especially for an album, is roughly 6 months or so. But a lot of the albums have tended to go a little bit longer. I think one was 8 months, one might have spanned over a year. But this one just went so smoothly that it's almost, it's just, it feels hard to believe that it kind of exists already. Especially, like you said, after that Kickstarter campaign, there were so many moments during the fundraising process that I just thought it wasn't going to happen. And I knew that if the funding didn't come in, that the album wouldn't exist because I didn't have the funding.
Were you kind of driving your friends and family crazy during that, like checking on it every 5 minutes online and just, what was that process like?
I mean, I will admit I was checking it a couple times every day, and I was definitely putting little Facebook and Twitter posts up just to kind of remind people it existed, but tried to find some balance where it wasn't too much, where I wasn't spamming people's inboxes. I was definitely on Kickstarter more than the average person, I'm sure.
So the album just came out a couple of weeks ago, well, last week, actually. What's the plan to really promote this baby?
Yeah, it has been out for just 1 week now, and I've been just working on booking tours for the rest of this winter and the spring. I do a lot of colleges, and those are usually my favorite types of shows to play. And I'll be doing just a weekend tour in the Northeast with my band on our three primary markets, which are Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and the central PA area in Lancaster. And the goal is to be able to just tour more extensively, especially with the band. I know several of the last years I spent a lot of time on the road doing solo and duo gigs, but I really want to be able to bring the full sound that people hear on the album to the stage in other cities that are outside of the Pennsylvania area.
Okay, listening to the album full through, your songwriting style is very, very different. It's not that it's overly wordy, it's just very poetic. Has anyone ever kind of said that to you, that, you know, your style of songwriting is just very different? Like, the way you enunciate and just the way things come out in your songs is just genuinely different?
Well, you know what? People do bring it up a lot. I think they always bring up the my enunciation, how I say my words.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's even a conscious thing anymore. I think I just do it because it's just the way I've always sung. But I've always really wanted people to hear what I'm saying. And one of my biggest pet peeves is going to a live concert and the music being great, but not being able to hear anything else but the music. Because there's so much, I feel like there's just so much more worth that you can put to a song if you can also, you know, hear what's being sung. So I definitely know that that's a very important part of the music writing and songwriting process for me. In regards to how I write the poetry, I've especially been hearing that about track six on this album, Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that I try to be intentional about being extremely poetic or anything like that. But I have heard that a lot too, and I think I hear that especially about Promised Land on this album, because it's almost like a ballad. You know, it's almost like this epic story of these two lovers that can't be together because they're from different countries, you know, and that in and of itself, you know, the story itself, like that's kind of like a movie right there. So I think it just kind of gravitates towards poetry because of the nature of the subject. And I think that also happens for the album as a whole, because at least 80% of the songs are love songs on the album. So, and I don't know, I also just love songs that can paint pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear a song and all of a sudden in your mind, you already start to kind of see a movie. You know, you see the pictures of what's being described in word. And I think that because I tend to appreciate listening to that type of music, that kind of rubs off on me, and so then I start to create music like that.
Okay, moving forward, what do you think you have to do as a musician to get to the height that you eventually would like to be at?
What do I have to do? well, at this point, I'm realizing that I really desperately need to surround myself with a small team of people that can really help me take this up to the next notch. And, you know, I spent so many years, you know, working day and night, I mean, tirelessly, trying as much as possible to plan tours, update a website, set up radio and television interviews, and do anything and everything I can. But I really know that at this point, if I want to take it up to the next notch, then I need to start working with people who also have those connections in the industry and also really just passionately believe in what I'm doing and want to help take it to the next level. So I think I'm just learning right now in this kind of season and in this place where I am with my music is that I really can't really do it on my own anymore. And I used to always want to be Superwoman. And, you know, I've spent many, many sleepless nights in the last few months just getting ready for this album release and working on promo and everything. But no one can do everything by themselves.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say to your fans or people that haven't listened to you yet that might be interested after listening in?
I would just really love for people to give the album a listen, you know, top to bottom, and just really, you know, go on a long drive if they can. Go on a long drive and give it a listen, and that's just, I just want people to listen to it, you know? And that's all I've ever wanted, and I just hope that it reaches more ears than any of my albums in the past.